I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Leaving my sick baby with strangers, or heartbreak hotel. Well, folks, a couple weeks ago, my 95-year-old mom was hospitalized and no longer able to care for herself because of her worsening dementia, was discharged from there into a nursing home. And while the staff have been great, and my wife has been stellar in her understanding and support, these past few weeks have been some of the most stressful of my life. When mom gets stressed, she gets confused and acts like a toddler or even an infant at times now. And while a few weeks ago she was comfortable and secure with the people who'd cared for her for the last 5 years at her former place, now every face is new, every space is different, every voice is unfamiliar, except mine and my wife's. So we've made her room more familiar with her favorite quilt and favorite dried flower arrangement. But when I went to visit her the other day and she refused to open her eyes and talk with me, another one of the residents said, "I think she's upset because she misses you and the family." Following my own advice about how to get through life's tough spots, I've been talking to sympathetic people about all this. And it really helps. And unbelievably, almost everybody I talk to is now going through or has gone through something similar with a loved one. I've discovered that the extraordinary pain of this passage is not from guilt, really. I don't spend much time thinking things like, "You're a bad son for not spending more time with her." While these thoughts go through my mind, I've discovered the real pain comes from deeper, in the feeling heart, from feeling like I'm leaving a baby, my scared to death, sickly 95-year-old baby, with people she doesn't know yet to be safe and loving. And it's true. So even though I took the afternoon off the other day to take her to her doctor and spend time with her, when we drove past my house on the way back to her place, she begged to stay at my house instead of going back. And kept begging. "Sorry, Mom, I just can't take care of you any longer." Finally, we ended with her no longer talking to me, not looking at me again. I can understand that. Who would want to spend one's confused days with strangers in a strange land, with no hope of going home, with visits from loved ones never long enough, that can't be remembered 10 minutes later. Every checkup from the neck up, my goal is to make a real difference in someone's life, often starting with mine. I don't want to die prematurely from stress, as people who become caregivers often do, by the way. So I'm taking care of myself as I care for her. I'm going to talk about it, get enough sleep and exercise and eat right and cut back on some non-essentials so I can visit more often without destroying the rest of my life. Now, a bit of good news. I just saw another study that found regular moderate exercise keeps dementia at bay years longer. So how about we take care of ourselves so we don't end up in a nursing home before it's absolutely necessary, hopefully never. Believe me, the discomfort of exercise is nothing compared to this heartache. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.